Mark, how's the coaching thing going? I know the last time you and I talked, this is something you really wanted to pursue, and now you're getting the opportunity with the Charlotte Bobcats. How's it going?
It's going great. I'm really excited about the opportunity. Steve Clifford, when he got the job, we were together in Orlando as assistants under Stan Van Gundy, and you know, Steve kind of brought our whole staff to Charlotte other than Stan. But so, you know, it was funny because Charlotte had already been talking to me about coming into work with some of their players with shooting, and then Steve got the job, and he goes, I want you to be a full-time assistant. He goes, you got a lot more to offer than just that. And so he's given me a great opportunity, and you know, I'm excited about it.
So what role or roles do you have besides helping MKG and Kemba Walker and some of the other young guys with shooting? What else are you doing?
Well, you know, I'm scouting. You know, we rotate the scouts. You know, as a matter of fact, I got the game tomorrow night. We play Miami, so I've been watching a lot of film, breaking down what they do. We'll run the scout for that game, and just you know, all the duties that the assistant coaches are responsible for, and helping prepare for practices and giving input toward what we're trying to do offensively and defensively. So it's really exciting. I feel like I'm, you know, in a lot of ways for the first time at the coaching level, getting to give the input that I feel like I've wanted to give for a long time.
Is this maybe a step in the direction of eventually becoming a head coach at the college level or maybe the NBA level?
Well, I hope so. You know, I would hope that I do a good enough job that teams would take a good look at me down the road. In the meantime, I'm just trying to continue to perfect my craft just like I did as a player and work at it every day and become the best coach I possibly can be.
So what's tougher, perfecting your craft as a player or as a coach?
Well, I'd have to say it's tougher as a coach in the fact that when they're shooting bad, I can't do anything about it. As a player, I could go out and shoot them myself.
The art of shooting, something you did perfect when you played. We see throughout the league a lot of guys fading on shots, falling away on shots, the old straight up, straight down. We rarely see it, but when we do, the ball goes in. How tough is it to convince these young guys about the fundamentals of shooting?
Well, I think, you know, you have to approach them and, you know, take them where they're at and start walking them through and show them that, hey, you know, if you want to be a good player, consistency is important. You know, can't, you know, shoot well one night, shoot bad the next, and kind of pogo stick the shooting process of the game. If you want to be really good, you got to be consistent with it, and then you kind of start working with them and what are the ways we can make you more consistent, and that's typically how I approach it with them.
What are some of the things that you're trying to do to make a shooter like a Michael Kidd-Gilchrist more consistent? What are the fundamentals that you stress?
Well, we've initially started, believe it or not, a lot of people focus on, you know, the upper body, the elbow placement, things like that, but you know, I really haven't touched his elbow a whole lot yet just because we haven't had the time in the summer, but I've done a lot of work with him on footwork, balance, preparation, shot selection, being in rhythm when you shoot the ball, and we've already seen some good progress with him. You know, he's really buying in, and I think this summer we'll really tackle some of the more major issues that we've got to be dealt with.
Talking with former Cavalier Mark Price, now an assistant coach with the Charlotte Bobcats, do you have flashbacks or moments with Coach Kremins or Coach Wilkins when something's happening out on the floor that you think about and make mental notes to share with the players?
Oh, yeah, no question. I mean, those two guys were instrumental in helping develop me as a player, and, you know, you see things happening on the court or with a player, and just my experience and the same things I went through, I'm able to pass on, and particularly at the point guard position, and really enjoying working with Kemba Walker. I feel like I have a lot of similarities being more smallish point guard, and how can you create your own shot at the same time, make your teammates better, and so the little idiosyncrasies that most people might not be able to share with somebody, I can pick up on those things and say, hey, you know, look at this next time down the floor, and things like that.
Last thing, and I'll let you go, the two-man game, we see so much of it, the pick and roll. It's something you and Brad did as well as Stockton and Malone. Can you help guys understand how to perfect and run the pick and roll properly where it can be deadly no matter who ends up with the ball?
Oh, no question. I mean, obviously it takes two guys to make it great. You know, you got to have a good big guy that knows what to do, but, you know, the guard being able to use the screen, the different angles to take, the stop stopping, starting, changing speeds, all the different things that allow you to split the screens and things like that that I was able to develop as a player. I just try to pass those on to the guys I work with.
Mark, we appreciate the time. Great seeing you. Best of luck this year and in the future.
All right, bud. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.